Good evening. A young neo-Nazi who faced trial in July has been sentenced to 8 years in prison, 6 of which are suspended. In addition, he received a 5-year suspended probation conditional on his participation in a de-radicalisation programme run by Respect.lu. The prosecution had sought a 12-year sentence, charging him with violations of the weapons law, planning terrorist attacks, membership in a terrorist organisation, recruitment and training for the group. The expansion of the Tanklux oil depot in eastern Luxembourg has once again caused controversy in Grevenmacher and the surrounding area. Tanklux, located in Meertert-Port, plans to more than double the capacity of its oil depot and has submitted a formal application for authorization. Grevenmacher Mayor Monique Hermes has expressed clear opposition to the project, while authorities across the Moselle River are equally unhappy with the plans. After 15 years of discussions, preparations are now in full swing for the building of 2 new athletic stadiums in Haim to replace the Josie Bartel Stadium. The complex will comprise the 2 stadiums alongside an indoor hall for the winter. The idea is that everyone should be able to benefit from the new complex, not just sports clubs, and the goal is to have it ready by the end of 2028 in time for the games of the small states of Europe. International news now, and a Colombian army general and an intelligence chief have been suspended following allegations they leaked sensitive information to a guerrilla leader, AFP have been advised. The Caracol TV network published messages and documents on Sunday, appearing to show General Juan Manuel Huertes and National Intelligence Directorate official Vilma Mejia sharing information with a rebel leader, which allowed him to evade security controls and procure weapons. And Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that he would end his Ukraine offensive if Kyiv withdrew from territory Moscow claims as its own. Otherwise, his army would take it by force. The Russian army has been slowly but steadily grinding through eastern Ukraine in costly battles against outnumbered and outgunned Ukrainian forces. In sports, Arne Slot has vowed to keep fighting, saying his conversations with Liverpool's owners have not changed despite his team's deep slump. The Premier League champions were hammered 4-1 at Anfield by PSV Eindhoven in the Champions League last night, their 9th defeat in their past 12 matches in all competitions. And finally, France rugby captain Antoine Dupont is finally set to return for Toulouse this weekend after more than 8 months out injured, a source has notified AFP. The Olympic gold medalist scrum half suffered a serious knee injury in March, but is expected to be in the French Champions matchday squad for Saturday's home top 14 game against Racing 92, having started back at training in October. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. We've had overcast conditions for most of the day, and that's going to stay until this evening and into the night, with a chance of some light rain showers. The current temperature is around 3 degrees, although, as ever, it does feel somewhat cooler.